From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The UN takes aim at the racial divide in the United States. UN human rights experts called on the United States and its leadership Wednesday to unequivocally and unconditionally condemn racist hate speech and crimes and to carry out investigations. The statement issued by the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination stopped short of criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump by name, but it said the committee was disturbed by the failure at the highest political level of the United States of America to unequivocally reject and condemn the racist, violent events and demonstrations. President Trump revved up supporters on Tuesday with a defense of his response to a white supremacist organized rally in Virginia.
Here's what I said on Saturday. We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is me speaking. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. That's me speaking on Saturday, right after the event. So I'm condemning the strongest possible terms, egregious display, hatred, bigotry, and violence. Okay, I think you can't do much better, right?
As the at the U.S. president's rally in Phoenix, Arizona, however, Mr. Trump omitted the phrase he used in his original comments, leveling criticism on both sides of the demonstration. Anastasia Crickley, who chairs the U.N. panel of 18 independent experts, said of the situation of the United States, "We are alarmed by the racist demonstrations with overly racist slogans, chants, and salutes by white nationalists." This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy has relieved the commander of the 7th Fleet after several collisions involving warships, including one Monday that killed 10 U.S. sailors. Vice Admiral Joseph Aucoin was due to retire in January, but his departure was moved up after the USS John S. McCain became the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. The Navy revealed Tuesday that divers had recovered human remains from the ship, which suffered significant damage. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what led to the collision with a Liberian tanker ship near the Strait of Malacca. Navy photos show a gaping hole below the waterline on the destroyer's port side. Some sleeping areas and communications rooms flooded as a result. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. Yemeni security officials say the Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes this morning, hitting a small hotel near the capital of Sana'a and killing dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels and civilians. The Associated Press is quoting those officials as saying an estimated number of 60 have been killed in the strikes Wednesday morning. It wasn't immediately clear why the coalition jets targeted the hotel, which is located in Arhab, about 35 kilometers north of Sana'a. Aid agencies are warning that thousands of Iraqi civilians trapped in the Islamic State-controlled city of Tal Afar face great danger as they try to flee escalating fighting. The agencies are calling for urgent measures to protect the inhabitants as the government's battle to retake that city intensifies. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
No one knows how many civilians remain in Tal Afar. Humanitarian agencies have been unable to enter this Iraqi city since Islamic State militants captured it in 2014. However, the agencies estimate the city's pre-conflict population stands at around 200,000. The United Nations reports more than 30,000 people have fled Tal Afar district since April, with thousands more remaining behind. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahecic says
people leaving Tal Afar are walking long distances to reach safety without food or water, at times up to 20 hours and in scorching heat.
Mahecic warns Iraqi civilians inside Tal Afar are likely to be held as human shields by IS militants, and those who attempt to flee could be shot. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
White House advisor Jared Kushner and visiting U.S. officials were snubbed by the foreign ministry in Cairo today in apparent protest over the Trump administration's move to cut and delay aid to Egypt. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.